comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United Live on YouTube, on Facebook. We thank you so much for tuning in and joining us this evening. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, and right over there, this gentleman, good seeing you. It's the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Mike, how are you, sir?
Made it just in time. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've been here easily the last 15, 20 minutes.
Nope, I knew I was going to make it just in time, too. I was 10 minutes away, and...
And you muted yourself, Mr. Coolio. All right, there he is. What did you do?
It's my stupid mic again, or my mic cord. Yeah, so anyway.
I'm here. Mike, you're not stupid. You're a very smart person.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about Barry, but, you know, I'm average, so that's fine.
Fair.
So how was your night? How was your week?
Long.
Not
terribly productive from the going out, seeing the people, and making the money. Okay. I spent Tuesday and Wednesday at a seminar, and I spent yesterday at the Cardinals home opener. So.
Oh, okay. And I think we did something there, probably. I'm assuming, I don't know much about baseball. I'm assuming that we either won, well, not we, because we don't play on it, but they either won or lost.
Okay, so when you said we did something, I said, did like your company? Like they threw a party, they did some advertising? No, the Cardinals won. 8-5 was the final score.
Go them.
Go them indeed. So
go them, Dave.
good poll. That's like the years, what was it, 2019 or 2020? I can't remember. On the ESPN station here in St. Louis, radio station here in St. Louis, the sports talk, the co-host of the morning show. So you know the St. Louis Blues.
I've heard of them.
And their rallying cry is "Let's go Blues," which is simple. So oftentimes in social media spaces, that shows up as LGB. And this co-host on this morning show said, you know, like somebody said, going into a commercial break or something, LGB, and she said, and sometimes T. or something like that. So when you said they, them, or them, they, sparked that memory. So
nice.
How was your week?
Oh, my week was fine. Work, gym. Tried to read. Actually, I did read. I finished. I acquired. I don't have it here. But I acquired Batman. It's like I Am Gotham's Batman Volume 1 by Tom King. I don't know if I sent that to you or not.
You did. I apologize. I didn't have the graphic pulled up.
Nope, that's fine. But no, it's really good. I don't know if you've ever heard of there's a superhero named Gotham and one named Gotham Girl. And then it has you figure out why, you know, in this story. But I read that and I finished it, so I'm taking that back tomorrow, maybe. Then I also picked up Animal Man by Jeff Lemire, Volume 1, which I was looking for, like, best Jeff Lemire comics. I don't know if I put best Jeff Lemire comics or just put best comics, and that was one of them that popped up. So I was like, okay, I'll check it out. And the funny thing is, I read a comic before that, and I think it was the Swamp Thing one, and they had Animal Man's daughter in there. So it was cool. But I just started reading that one not too long ago. But I'm enjoying that. And then I have an X-Men one coming up that I can pick up tomorrow, if I remember. And it's supposed to be one of the better X-Men ones.
Huh.
So I will talk about that next week, I guess.
Very cool.
Yeah. But besides that, no, I watched the movie Soul, the Disney Pixar joint, which has been out for a long time.
During COVID, I think.
Yeah. But watch that. That was pretty good. That was better than I thought.
I think the studio came under some heck for that because as we've talked about in the years past, they had to stay on schedule somewhat, mm-hmm. Their ability, their release schedule. And Soul was one of those are like, I know theaters are closed. We're just going to put it on Disney Plus.
Ah, yeah. Well, I'm glad they did.
We've watched it a few times here in the house, but I'll say this. And this is also when I knew that I needed to get rid of the PlayStation 3 that it was up in the master bedroom.
Okay.
Which, again, I was not gaming, at like 11:30 at night or anything like that, but I'd use that as my streaming service. But I would, the controller was damaged, sticky fingers being dropped, whatever. And so it would just, the cursor or whatever would bounce all around the screen. And I think I was trying to open up Vudu to probably watch a movie that I'd already paid for. And it jumped to Soul and bought the movie. Because it had like payment information on file, right?
Yeah,
from previous purchases. So it bought the movie, despite the fact that it's on Disney Plus for free, So I try to appeal that.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I'm still the proud owner of Soul.
I'll say, what other movie I saw?
What other movie did you see? What other movie did you see?
Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
Really? How was that?
It was okay. Here's the thing. I think Afterlife is better. It was good, though. Okay, Frozen Empire is good. I personally thought Afterlife was better, slightly better. Person I was with thought Frozen Empire was better. She said that the character, Grace McKenna's character, is more thought out in this one. She said in the first one, it seemed like it was just, she's a nerdy girl. And they flesh her out a little bit more here. I think in the second one, the villain is like, it's scary, but it's like, okay. I'm not going to spoil anything here, but I will say there's no need to stay for the mid credit scene.
Okay,
it's one of those mid credit scenes that's just like you watching, like, oh, okay. Luckily, it was a mid credit scene, so you only stayed an extra 2 minutes, if that. All the characters are good. I don't know. It's just not as good as the first one for me personally. But I will tell you a story that happened in the movie theater.
Okay.
So we go to the Laurie, which was a small movie theater, right?
Highland, Illinois.
Good movie theater, right? This is, by the way, this story has nothing bad about the movie theater. But movie starts at like 6:15. So right around 6 o'clock, we hear a voice behind us, like coming in the movie theater. And I'm not gonna do the voice, but you're gonna know the voice I'm talking about. And I'm serious when I say this. I thought this person has special needs. Because it's just that voice. It was saying Ghostbusters over and over. Or it said Ghostbusters, And I'm just like, oh, okay. Nope. No problem. Nope.
Maybe a little touch of Rain Man there.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. But loud, though. Loud.
I got you.
So then the movie starts. And so the kid who is probably, he's a big kid. Like, honestly, probably maybe just an inch or two smaller than you. But face wise looks like he's maybe 14 at most, maybe. So he's sitting there with his two friends on each side. Right. And then they're not really necessarily being loud per se, but every time somebody would laugh, the one kid would laugh super hard.
Oh.
And so I'm having an internal dialogue in my head and I'm like, okay. This kid, by the way, I'm like, this kid clearly there, I don't know if it's a behavioral disorder, special needs, whatever, is something. So, you know, obviously he can look, if he wants to go out, if he wants to enjoy the movie, that is 100% fine. Everybody gets to enjoy the movie, you know. But I'm like, but also at the same time, like, it, no matter, everybody has to behave in the movie, right? You just, you, that's one of the things you have to do. It's common courtesy. You know, you can't yell, you can't shout. But then I'm going back and forth. I'm like, well, you know, if he had like Tourette's or something, he can't help it. But I'm like, I don't think that's it, because he's only doing it when somebody laughs, you know? And then, so it happened like maybe, but this is like an hour into the movie. It's happened like 3 or 4 times. Maybe it wasn't even an hour, honestly. And he did it probably a fourth time. And then all of a sudden, somebody from the other side yells something like, "Hey, kid, knock it off," or something like that. And I'm like, oh, this is going to spark something. The kid didn't say anything. Kid just stopped. And him and his friend just kind of looked and then just stared at the screen. So I was like, oh, this kid does not have social needs at all. He's just being an asshole. Or maybe just a typical, you know, 14-year-old or whatever.
Right.
And then at some point, I don't think they did it again. At some point in time, an usher came in and talked to him. And then they were silent after that. And then everyone's walking outside, of course, after the movie. And I guess somebody's dad was there, and we didn't hear much, but there wasn't any yelling or anything like that. But it was, you could tell that it was an adult that knew the kids or whatever. But yeah, I was like, I felt bad for the kid for a while. Right. I was like, oh no, he just, you know. And here's the thing. Okay, like, look, I probably did dumb stuff when I was that age. I don't think I would have yelled as many times as he did. I might have shouted like one thing or something like that, you know, just make my friends laugh. Who knows? But I wouldn't have continued to do that. But also, don't do it in Lori Theater, because you know how small that, like, they knew exactly who it was. And the person I was with even said, they're like, there's a good chance that somebody knows that kid in there.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, but I also went to the movie theater.
What'd you see?
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Earlier today with Ashley and Garrett, because he had a half day of school. So.
Did I tell you that I know the ending to that one? I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, did we?
No, we didn't. I don't. I mean, I kind of know.
Okay, did you fall asleep?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But my wife gave me crap. She's like, you fell asleep. I said, was I snoring? No. And then I wasn't sleeping. She's like, well, you were sitting up. You don't snore when you sit up. I said, the parts I saw were really good.
Yeah.
But I don't get a ton of sleep anymore, so I get it when I can.
I mean, sure. No, the reason I saw the reason I know the ending to it is because when we went to the Edge for our Belva leadership thing, they brought us into, they're like, oh, check out our bistro. And we're just going to come in and like look at them. They made sure nobody was in there. But then we walk in, and there's a movie playing. I knew it was Kung Fu Panda. By the way, I've never seen any of the Kung Fu Pandas, except I saw the ending of this one, because that's what they just showed us. It showed the ending. And it just happened to be that. And everyone was like, wait a minute. Because I looked, I was like, this feels like an ending. And everyone was like, wait, is this the ending of it? They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, a good thing I don't care about it.
I guess that answers the other question, though, is like, if nobody bought a ticket, they still show the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I knew that from I used to work at St. Clair Tensenay. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did in high school.
Yep. Yeah, they'll turn it on, and just in case somebody buys a ticket,
right?
You know, it's running and stuff. So
I watched a couple of old movies from the 90s this week. Most recently, I rewatched Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
Which is on Max. And yeah, earlier in the week, I did watch Basketball.
Ooh, nice.
So, and I just, rather than like trying to find new things, not like new experience, okay, but right, I have a lot of movies in my queues on the various streaming apps. Some of them I've seen, some of them I haven't.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to go through and kind of clean those up. Like my Netflix queue was at one point like 40 something titles long between movies and series, I'm like, yeah, no, we're not. That's not going to. Let's get rid of the ones I know that like they've been on there for 3 years and I've just not ever inched any closer to them. But Mike, can I share a funny story with you?
Yes, you can.
I apologize to you. I apologize to the audience. This is very off topic for us, but I subscribe to a sock subscription service that is Catholic socks. And I've been getting them for 5-6 months now. And the ones that I got in the mail this week are St. Lawrence. Now, St. Lawrence is the patron saint of cooks, chefs, and comedians.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because you would think like that cooks and chefs, okay. But comedians, that doesn't make any sense. He was, I believe, a 3rd century martyr. Yes. 3rd century martyr. And he was to be killed by being burnt alive. And famously, Lawrence said, famously and cheerfully said, while he's on the spit, not the spit, the on the grill, I don't know how to find, I wasn't there. He says, "I'm well done on this side. Turn me over."
Nice.
So that's why he's also the patron saint of comedians. So Garrett loves when I get socks in because it comes with a little card. Then he collects the cards and I wear the socks. So,
oh, nice. Perfect.
So I've got him some socks coming too for like First Communion that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. And one is the saint of his school and got him St. Patrick socks. So
nice.
All good. Now we can move on away from that topic and on to our regular scheduled topics.
That's fine. I'm fine with it.
Mike, we got a few bits of news and notes that we discovered this week. One of them that I didn't put out on social media, and you shared it with me, but I didn't share it. It wasn't – by the time I thought about doing it, it didn't seem like it was the right time. But one of the actors from one of the shows that we liked last year passed away very unexpectedly last week. Or I guess maybe over the weekend. And I'm trying to pull up his exact. No, of course, that went way further than it was supposed to. So this is not going to go well. Here we go. Gen V, which was over on Prime, it was a spinoff of The Boys. And the that is not the link at all. That's what the hell just happened? Ah. It's not clicking the right link. Chance Perdomo. Perdomo? I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, he passed away.
It was like a car accident or something, I think.
I think so. And it was just on last Saturday. So it was just right after we would have done our show. Mm-hmm. He was born in L.A. He did Gen V we talked about. He was on The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which I believe was a Netflix show.
Yep.
Happily Ever After, or, you know, a series of things. Anyway, he was only 27 years old.
Yeah.
And a result of a motorcycle accident.
Motorcycle, okay. Yeah.
Variety.
Yeah.
So, British-American actor. His publicist confirmed this is to Variety last week. It is with heavy hearts that we share the news of Chance Perdomo's untimely passing as a result of a motorcycle accident. Authorities have advised no other individuals were involved. His passion for the arts and insatiable appetite for life was felt by all who knew him, and his warmth will carry on in those who he loved dearest. We ask to please respect the family's wish for privacy as they mourn the loss of their beloved son and brother. So, sucks. I mean, 27, whole life ahead of him, and, you know, to die tragically in such a way. Just sucks.
Yeah.
So, he was one of the main characters on Gen V, was he not?
He was, absolutely. I forgot who he played. I mean, I just forget the name. I know they talked about they're stopping production on it. I don't know if production had already stopped or they're stopping because of this. And I'm sure they're going to have to rewrite some stuff for season 2.
Right. Yeah. You know? I mean, that's just, yeah, he was, Andre Anderson. Was he was like the, was it the Lightning or Magnet? I'm trying to remember exactly.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Basically Magneto type powers.
Yeah. He was the son of the famous one, right?
Who's, right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we got to the bottom of that. So, rest in power, Chance, and we'll see you on the other side. So, this one, I don't want to say it shocked me. I know there were rumors that, for the MCU, they were eyeing a female, actor for Silver Surfer. And it was announced, confirmed this week through the Hollywood Reporter that Fantastic Four cast Julia Garner as the Shala Baal version of the Silver Surfer character. So, don't know what you know about Shala Baal.
I don't know much.
So, as you would expect, I don't know if you know this or not. But when it was announced that a female had been cast to play Silver Surfer, there was a little bit of an uproar online.
That's wow. I'm shocked.
Right. Yeah. But in fact, this character, the Shala Baal character, dates back all the way to Silver Surfer number one, which was released or hit newsstands, I suppose, in August of 1968. So not a new character, not a gender bending of things, but the character is the empress of her utopian planet Zenla, which is in the Milky Way galaxy allegedly, and was a lover of Norrin Rad. I would really like to see Norrin Rad eventually, you know, have his day once again in the MCU. That being said, if you asked me, one of the bright spots of Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer, I would have to say Norrin Rad or the Surfer in that movie.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to say Doug Jones is the actor.
Yes.
He was also Abe Sapien in the Hellboy movies. But come on, voiced by Lawrence Fishburne? Come on.
Oh, yeah. At first, I thought you were saying Lawrence Fishburne voiced like the Abe Sapien character. I was like, I don't think so.
I think it was David Hyde Pierce in the first movie, and then it was just Doug Jones in the second movie.
You might be right, and I think, if I remember correctly, like, was it like David Hyde Pierce didn't take credit for it?
Right. Yeah, he basically said, he said, I mean, let him do it. He's doing all, I mean, he wasn't like, I want more money to be the voice. I mean, he very, very humbly, you know, backed out and to let the other guy shine. So kudos to David Hyde Pierce. But yeah, so I didn't know much. Well, obviously don't know anything about this Basha Al. I'm sorry, Shala Baal.
Basha Al, that's good enough.
I mean, you know, who would? and I know about as much about the actor who will portray her in Julia Garner. As I'm looking at her IMDb, I'll be honest with you, there's not a ton that actually jumps out to me. Like, I've heard of Sin City, A Dame to Kill For back from 2014. I don't know if I've ever watched that one.
I haven't.
I've heard of The Get Down, but never saw it. I've heard of The Americans, but never watched it. Robot Chicken, Ozark, I've heard of, but never watched. So I don't know if I have ever seen her act in anything. But, you know, we'll see how she does with the role, I guess. I don't know really what to say. I mean, are you familiar with the actor at all? Actress?
No, not really. But hey, you know, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to Fantastic Four.
Yep. Yeah. 2028.
He might be right, actually.
No, I hope not.
No, I think it's 2025, but hey, don't hold your breath. I mean, that stuff changes all the time nowadays.
So this Shala Baal, her powers and abilities as a member of the race of aliens known as Zenlavians, has an extraordinarily long lifespan. Hence, Shala Baal has lived for centuries, although she's still physically a young woman. Shalabal was once able to restore life to Zenla's ecosphere during a due to a fragment of Silver Surfer's power cosmic that he placed within her. Apparently, she can still cause plant life to grow wherever she walks. So, and the character of Shalabal was also in the Silver Surfer TV show cartoon back in 1998. So, totally not a new character, folks. Let's pump the brakes. It might not be the character you want, but it's going to be the character you get. And like my son says, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Does he says that?
He says he pulled it from Phineas and Ferb.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. I like the saying.
I throw it back at him too. I was like, go ahead, Mike.
No, I was going to say, I always find it interesting whenever people are upset about comic book characters either changing race or changing gender or anything like that. Because to me, it's like, well, you clearly don't read comics because that happens a lot. You know, well,
they don't read a lot. I mean, I think,
no.
Look, if everybody who bitched about comics online read comics, then comic book stores would be flush with cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, a lot of them are barely hanging on. Which is a nice little opportunity to get this public service announcement out there that if you have been a regular customer to your local comic book shop and maybe you haven't been in there in a few months or longer, go in there and clear out your pull folders, you bums, because they placed orders for you and they paid for them on credit waiting for you to go in and pick up your order. So do it, you jerks.
And what do you have in your pull folder?
I've got about 2.5 months worth of stuff.
Jesus.
But they know that I will be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
This close to swinging by there today. I might try to go tomorrow.
There you go. There you go. Yeah,
I'm going to have to pay taxes. So got to weigh all that.
I got to do my son's taxes. I keep saying that and it's getting close.
Dropped all of our tax stuff off on Wednesday. And before I left, she said, "Oh yeah, we're closed." I said, "Okay, here you go." And she said, we'll do what we can, try to get it done, but here, sign this extension form just in case. Don't date it, but in case we have to file for
an
extension." I said, "Whatever you need."
Nice.
So, yeah, so that's all I have on Julie Garner and the fantastic forecasting of her as Silver Surfer, unless you have something you wanted to add.
No, I can't believe we've talked that much about it when we had about 30 seconds to talk about it. We had about 30 seconds worth of stuff to talk about, where it's like, hey, Julie Garner, whatever her name is, she's cast. We don't know much about her. We know the character. People are upset because it's a female Silver Surfer, but that has actually happened before. We somehow stretched that into 10 minutes, which go us.
I came prepared. I had tabs open of, you know, like her IMDb and Wikipedia of information on Shalabal the character. So
yeah.
I tried, Mike. I tried.
No, we did good.
If Fred were here, he would applaud the fact that I had that much preparation. If you recall, Fred said last week that he was going to be here if he was sober enough. So due to the fact that we're half hour into this and he's not here, I'm guessing he was not sober enough.
Look, maybe we're better. Maybe we're better if you're not. I don't know. Fred should have let us know.
Even best friend of the show, Josh, was here and gone. So,
well, he said hi to me, so that's what counts.
Yeah, he didn't say hi to me.
No, he said hi to me. So. No, what's the next news and notes?
We're going to stay in space.
Okay.
Because we are getting, and actually I'm much more excited for this than I thought I would be. But through Dynamite Comics, we are getting a new run, I suppose. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it. But the classic Hanna-Barbera character, Space Ghost, is coming back in comic book form.
That's interesting to me.
You remember Space Ghost?
Yes.
Adult Swim?
Yes, yeah, the Space Ghost Coast to Coast, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was making sure in my head it was the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that seemed more of like a comedy character, and this drawing does not yell comedy to me.
So I'm this is where I have failed this week. Space Ghost as a character came out in the 1960s. He was a superhero, had teen sidekicks, Jan and Jace, remember those names, and Blip the Monkey, and he fought supervillains in outer space. Fast forward to the 90s, Space Ghost was brought back for Space Ghost Coast to Coast on Adult Swim, it's like Game Tap, I don't know, and had a miniseries run in the 2000s as a serious superhero. I guess versus like the campy, you know, yeah. Adam West type. Created by Alex Toth, William Hanna, Joseph Barbera. I gotta say, like, the amount of excitement, and I don't know why I have such excitement for Space Ghost coming, because I didn't really watch Space Ghost Coast to Coast much. I mean, I was aware of it, and
yeah,
you know, it was part of like the Adult Swim block that I would watch 20 whatever years ago. But I don't remember the OG cartoons.
No,
and I never read any Space Ghost. But the they shared, they being I suppose Dynamite shared with various publications like the first six pages of Space Ghost number one, which by the way is going to be shipping in May of 2024. So you know, next month essentially. $4.99, lots of variant covers, as you probably imagine, and one that is a throwback to that classic Hanna-Barbera look. But they in part of this preview is the first six pages of the first issue, and Jan and Jace, remember those names, they basically watch it. This is kind of a spoiler, but again, it's up been on the internet for a week. They watch their ship with their father is invaded by space pirates, like the second or third worst type of pirate, by the way, to be invaded upon. But they're looking for like the escape route, and they turn the corner and their father is killed right in front of them, and then you get like vengeance. And nobody knows what it is. This is the revealing shot of Space Ghost, by the way.
Ooh, okay.
Because they've tried to shoot him and they can't. And that's where you see the, what are you? He says, a ghost. So I'm really excited for the take on Space Ghost here in 2024. I'm going to get issue one. And if I like it, I'm going to, as difficult as it may be, put it on hold and acquire the trade paperback when the first one comes out. So,
all right,
Space Ghost. So, all right, Mike, do you have anything that you wanted to talk about before we get to our big topic?
Should we talk about global warming? What's up, Hayden?
No, we shouldn't talk about global warming. We should talk to Hayden.
Hayden says, wait, what does that say? Hey, you're my favorite. Oh, wow. Thank you. What's up? Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Uncle Mike. Nothing in there about favorite.
Nope. That's it said right there. That's my favorite. And she said Uncle Mike. So that's me.
I don't see, help it. I don't see favorite, Mike.
Your glasses were, they're messed up. So.
Oh.
How's your friend? Oh, My Greg, are you talking about Greg, my friend? My friend Greg is good.
I guess we're gonna find out. I mean, you have a few friends.
I do, but so. She's probably talking about you. Yeah, okay. Greg. Hey, Greg is good. Yeah.
Thanks for answering for me.
I'm sorry, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks. See, yep. How's Hayden tonight? That's what we really want to know.
Yeah, Hayden's probably partying right now, I guess.
That's. Yeah, on a Friday night with.
That's what I would do if I was whatever age, 14, 10, 107, I don't know.
Your friend that doesn't start with a K.
Well, Greg doesn't start with a K, so I
definitely don't.
Yeah.
Well, before we move on, while we're being entertained and hopefully entertaining Hayden as well. Want to remind everybody, if you are stumbling upon us on YouTube, you can like, subscribe, ring that notification bell so that you are aware every time we bring a new video, a new content your direction. So smash the like button. People say smash the like button. I don't know. I'm not.
I say press it gently. Don't smash it.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to hurt your phone or your laptop.
Could you imagine somebody saying to Hulk, smash the like button? He'd be like, Hulk smash.
He would. And you know, it would ruin everything. And then life wouldn't be the same.
Anything else before we get into our main event? By the way, it's WrestleMania weekend. Are you going to be watching the WrestleMania?
I do have Peacock, but I'd probably not, because I'll be doing other stuff on Saturday and
Sunday.
Sunday maybe. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, should we get to our headline topic?
Let's do it.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, we should tell people what we're doing, though.
I think you should.
Okay. So essentially, if you've listened to the podcast at all, you might know what we do. If not, we'll tell you right now. So essentially, we have a category. We take 15 of those from the category, and we choose 15, and the other person has to pick 5. The rest go away. So the category today is, or this week, is 90s TV shows. Now, that came from Fred. Actually, he suggested 90s sci-fi shows. We said, hey, let's go 90s TV shows, just regular TV shows. There could be a sci-fi one in there. Who knows?
I don't think I have a single sci-fi one.
I don't think I do either.
You do.
Do I? Okay. Maybe a sci-fi-ish. Oh, no. Nope. I have two. Yeah, one for sure, sci-fi one. So I think we just talked about this off air. We're talking about what is a 90s show or whatever. Can a little bit be in the 90s and stuff? So I think we said that it has to start in the 90s. Like, it has to start 90s and then go on. So I did my list. And then as I was looking at some of them, I'm like, there's a lot on here that would be – everybody would consider them 90s shows.
Right.
But they started in, like, 88, 89, you know, and then went to 96 or whatever. So they're definitely in the 90s. So I had my list, and then I said, you know what? I'm going to let Greg – be nice to Greg. I said, Greg, do you want an exception to the rule? He said, yes. I said, okay, you can start. Yours can start in like 87 and on. So it's still 90s shows. But anyway, am I doing first or you? I forget.
You go first.
Okay.
And I will put those up here. I'm really excited.
By the way, feel free to play along, people.
Yeah, yeah. Drop in the comments. Again, you're keeping 5, and the others are going away forever.
Yeah, they're gone.
Whoever's
with Hayden probably watched some 90s shows, I'm guessing.
Here are the selections that I made for you, Mike. Can I read them to you?
Sure.
All right. So we have Steven Spielberg presents Animaniacs. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Saved by the Bell, Boy Meets World. We have Wings, Friends, Family Matters, Seinfeld, Beverly Hills 90210, That 70s Show, Dinosaurs, WWF Monday Night Raw, which I believe debuted in 1993, Salute Your Shorts, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and The Simpsons. And by the way, when you gave the exception to the rule, The Simpsons was the first one I thought of.
Okay. By the way, you didn't even have the one I was thinking of.
Oh, which one was that?
Full House.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But, okay, good list, by the way. Very good list. Okay, here's the thing. I'm getting rid of Salute Your Shorts because I never watched it.
Really? You're the one.
Well, here's the thing. I think I was just either I was slightly out of the age range for it, or it's the fact that we didn't have cable.
That might have been.
You know, so I hadn't seen it. Beverly Hills 90210, no. Okay. Got to go Saved by the Bell, because you got to go Kelly Kapowski. And I was, honestly, now that I get older, Lisa Turtle is actually a little bit better. Sorry. I'm not picky. Either one's fine.
All right.
Boy Meets Worlds. Got to go with that, Topanga. Okay, Friends. Friends is fine. I think it was overrated, but it was fine. Animaniacs. That's a good show. I know they did a reboot for it, and I don't think it did too well. But like, I know I didn't watch it the reboot, but I liked watching it when I was a kid. You know,
right.
So okay, let's see. I've Saved by the Bell, Boy Meets World, Animaniacs. I'm gonna go with Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I watched that TV show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's okay? I see Family Matters on there. That 70s show, because I watched both of them a lot. But here's the thing: Family Matters reminds me of Friday. TGIF. I'm gonna go Family Matters. So let's see. Mind if I remember correctly? Or Saved by the Bell, Boy Meets World, Animaniacs, Fresh Prince, and Family Matters. So those are all good. Those are all good though.
I tried. Yeah. And the thing is, with the exception of a couple,
mm-hmm.
these are all shows that I watched fairly regularly.
Yeah.
I remember watching Wings when it was in syndication, and it'd be like one of the shows that would just be on in the background when like mom or dad are cooking dinner, you know, something like that. So, yeah, that's not Greg. So.
All right. Should we go my list now? Oh,
yep. I'm going
to. Okay. I thought you froze for a second. All right. So here is my list that Greg's going to pick from. All right. We got Batman, the animated series.
Yeah.
Blossom. Lewis and Clark. Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Lewis and Clark's a very different show.
It is. The Magic School Bus. Home Improvement. Darkwing Duck. Step by Step. The Drew Carey Show. American Gladiators. Erie, Indiana. The X-Files. I forgot if I said The Third Rock from the Sun, Captain Planet. By the way, I just want to say that this is the first time that we've done this that I think your list is better than my list. Two thumbs up, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Right away, I'm getting rid of the Magic School Bus. Never watched it then.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured.
Dropping Erie, Indiana, because I don't remember that at all.
No, you don't?
Not a lick.
Oh, man.
Like, and here's the thing. So full disclosure, everybody, I do all the production work. Mm-hmm. So like Mike sends me his, you know, titles in advance, and but I didn't even Google it to see if it will refresh my memory. Like, I wanted this to be as genuine as possible. And I never watched The X-Files. And I'll drop Blossom.
I kind of figured that too. I almost didn't put that one on there, but I was like, whatever.
I think you got to keep Home Improvement.
Yep.
I was a big Drew Carey Show fan.
Same.
I would keep Drew Carey Show.
Yes.
Even though they say that Cleveland rocks, and we all know that that's not the case.
They are correct, yeah.
I'm keeping Batman the Animated Series.
You have to.
Yeah. I watched Lois and Clark, but mm-hmm. I've never gone back and like rewatched Lois and Clark.
You could.
I could. Probably
somewhere. I don't know.
I think, you know, for its time and not knowing all like the behind the scenes stuff that, you know, found out just, I think within the last year or so with I almost probably put American Gladiators on the list.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I've got Home Improvement,
mm-hmm.
Batman, ATS or TAS, Drew Carey, American Gladiators. I liked Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and I really appreciated that they had a lot of similar PSAs. Like, I know they had like some gang violence PSAs and drug PSAs, things like that at the end of their episodes when necessary. But I'd probably go Step by Step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Step by Step is also part of the TGIF lineup.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, not I don't want to be like that guy and, you know, say, but those girls were hot.
Yes.
You know, like, especially when, you know, like 10 or 12 year old me is looking at 12 year old Al and
you don't have to explain it. We know.
I appreciate that.
You're not saying now you would look at it.
No.
Yeah. At the time when you were young,
watching it. Google her, see where she's at these days.
All right. Should we go back to mine and would I pick mine now? For my own list?
No.
Or, you pick from this list. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. All right. So I feel like there can be a lot of crossover. Like,
yeah.
I'd have Boy Meets World. Nice. I would have That 70s Show.
Okay.
I would have, again, the 90s Animaniacs. Yes. I did watch a little bit of that reboot from a few years back, mm-hmm. and I was just like, man.
Wasn't the same? Yeah.
No. And they were, like, Animaniacs was targeted to kids with a few, like, bits of adult humor.
Yeah.
I feel like the new Animaniacs was targeted at the adults that those kids were.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I'm moderate enough politically to be able to laugh at both sides, but kind of like why I think Saturday Night Live got unfunny a few years ago is they just beat a dead horse with all the Trump stuff. Like, I just don't move on. You know, you can only go to that well so many times. So new Animaniacs did that like the first episode or two. I was just like, come on. So I would go, what did I say? Boy Meets World, That 70s Show, Animaniacs. When I think of the number of hours that I spent, especially like with my dad, watching
Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah.
No. Like 96 through 99, like Monday Night Raw.
Oh yeah.
I'd probably want to put that one on there.
Of course.
So then I think it's going to come down to Family Matters or Saved by the Bell. I'd probably go Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, there you go. Good.
Even if Zach Morris is trash.
And he is. We know that.
I never watched Seinfeld then. I mean, I only caught it in 20-something years ago when I was up in Nebraska here and there periodically. And it's fine. You know, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Okay.
And I had no interest in 90210 should nobody else. I've gone through and I've watched all of Friends, but I've gone through and watched That 70s Show more. Like, I've seen all of That 70s Show, front to back a couple times. So, and I enjoyed Salute Your Shorts. That's why I included it on here for you. So,
yeah, no, with Seinfeld, I watched it and stuff, but I know, my cousin Corey, was really big fan of it because he had, and he might still be, I don't know, but he had all the box, or I don't know if all the box sets, but he had a couple seasons on DVD. So sometimes when I would stay there, I would watch those. You know, that was back before like Netflix and stuff like that.
Right.
You know,
I mean, I still have all of Smallville on DVD.
I do somewhere here.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's throw yours up there and you have to pick five out of this.
No, so this might be a tough one. Okay. Obviously, Batman animated series. Got to go with that. I was also a fan of Drew Carey show. So going Drew Carey. Got to go Home Improvement. I'm going to go Darkwing Duck, actually. And then I will go Step by Step.
Yeah.
For the reasons that you said.
Yeah. Say no more. No. So what was Erie, Indiana?
It was exactly what you thought it was. Kind of just a scary Erie, and it was a cheap ghost haunting type of story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it like on...
like with kids. I don't know what it was on. I remember it, but I don't remember much about it.
NBC.
I was on NBC. Yeah.
It was on for just over 2 years, from September of 91 to December of 93.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Total of 19 episodes were produced. The final episode aired for the first time in 93 when the series was syndicated on the Disney Channel. So it originally aired on NBC and then got bumped over.
Yeah.
So, nothing about this looks at all familiar to me. So, and here's the thing. If I could find Captain Planet, and shame on me, I haven't looked for it, but like that'd be right up Garrett's alley, because he's all about like the planet and things like that. I'm like, son, let's pump the brakes.
Son,
it's not going to
planet. That's stupid, son.
It's not going anywhere. You know, I don't know how to tell him, like, the same things that you're being taught in school, I was being taught in school, and nothing's changed. Like, we're all still fine.
By the way, I don't know about that, but it's on. Well, I was going to say Hulu, but it's premium subscription, so not really worth that. Probably on YouTube somewhere, I'm guessing.
I wonder what the premium subscription is.
$700 a month.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
If it was $650, I'd be able to.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
That $50, I got to go get my comics.
So what's our category for next month? Or not next month, geez, next week.
I don't know. We don't have anybody here to guide us.
Okay.
We got a couple of viewers. If you're there, let us know what topic you might want to see us discuss next week right here on Nerds United.
I mean, I guess we could do 2000s shows, but unless somebody else thinks of something better, like from 2000, 2010. I'm open for other suggestions, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
agreed.
Something that has at least 15 things, and we can get logos for it.
Yeah, I've pulled up my Hulu app to see. I just typed in Captain Planet, and there's nothing.
All right. Probably have to get a premium subscription. That's why.
I don't want a premium subscription, Mike.
Okay. Well, that's, you know.
All right,
well, Greg.
I guess until we have somebody present us with a better idea, maybe in the comments in the next couple of days, we'll go with the aughts TV shows.
Yes.
Scary shows you left out, America's Most Wanted and Rescue 911.
Who said? Oh, wait, is this? That's Hayden. Well, scary. We didn't.
I don't think that's Hayden.
No, it could be. Hayden loves America's Most Wanted.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's her favorite show. And Rescue 911.
What about Unsolved Mysteries?
Oh, we solve the mysteries. Then they won't be unsolved if we solve them, Greg.
No, I'm saying that's a TV show.
I know. But we are going to solve all the unsolved mysteries. We're going to solve all the unsolved mysteries. Join us on Unsolved Mysteries.
I feel like this is going to be like a bad episode of Hollywood Squares. Like, we're just sending the detectives in the wrong direction. Be like, look behind the baseboard in the kitchen.
There it is.
All right. All right.
Actually, speaking of mysteries, I'm actually on Disney Plus. There's, I think it's called History's Greatest Mysteries or something like that.
Unsolved Mysteries is the one that they were trying to think of.
I don't know. I thought of it for you because I'm kind of the best.
The one who said it, Mike. Don't take the credit.
But no, it's, credit goes to me, though. So, the one I was watching was D.B. Cooper, like the mystery of D.B. Cooper, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, and Nolan was watching a little bit of it, and I said, you know, obviously they're not going to find anything at the end of the show. It's going to end of like, you know, and the mystery of D.B. Cooper continues.
Right.
But we both said it would be funny if they pretended they found something, and it was like a very obvious like Halloween skeleton that they just put, because they're like searching the woods and stuff like that. If they just put it in the woods, and they put DB Cooper's like sunglasses on it, and they're like, oh, we found him. There he is.
What was that movie? Gosh, I don't want to say it was 20 years ago, but it's not too far off. They had Breckenmeyer, Seth Green.
Without a Paddle.
Without a Paddle. Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, that told us all about DB Cooper, everything we need to know. Burt
that's
Reynolds.
True, that's true. Yeah.
He got the money. He walked off in a old suit, never to be seen of again.
That's true. Yep.
So, all right. Well, next week, instead of solving all the unsolved mysteries, we're going to, again, unless somebody presents us with a better idea, we're going to look at TV shows from the first decade of this millennium. So yes. That's 2000 to 2009.
Yeah. Which I'm just going to say right now aren't going to be as cool as the 90s TV shows. 90s had the best TV shows.
Correct.
Yeah. You might be able to say 80s. Maybe 80s and 90s for sure had the best.
You definitely can't say the 30s.
No. The 30s were awful.
Selectuous garbage.
Yeah.
In the 90s, I mean, no, I'm sorry. In the aughts, you run the risk of like their CSI, their CSI Miami, their CSI Down Under, you know.
Well, look, we can just do a CSI one, which I don't know the difference between any of them, to be honest with you.
Vegas was the OG.
Okay.
And realistically the best. So.
Sure.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Nerds United. We thank you for joining us this week. And hey, if you like this live stuff, stick around because I think we'll try to do it some more. So be around next Friday night. Same. Nope, can't say that because that is pretty much a trademarked copyrighted entity, but about the same time and probably the same places that you're watching us right now. So on YouTube, on Facebook, for my good friend and the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United. We remind you each and every week to be kind.
And rewind.
Can I just express before we go my gratitude? The Five Heart Podcast last night went over 2 hours.
We don't do that here.
No.
We either go less than an hour or 14. That's it.
All right. Well, I better end the show then.